everyone, and welcome to the channel. My name is Mike, and I'm here with both of my brothers, Dan.
Hello.
And Sam.
Hi.
And we are together with Rerun Retrospect. We were a podcast. We started doing podcasts. We started talking entertainment. That's kind of the conversations that we like to have. Specifically, we talked about Sherlock. We actually did an episode-by-episode podcast. Then Dan and I moved on to start doing the West Wing. Sam, you know, got busy with life and all that kind of stuff. But he's hopping back here with us as we expand Rerun Retrospect into a YouTube channel. And we're going to have a lot of fun. So, Sam, why don't you tell us how maybe the YouTube channel might be a little different from the podcast of what we did in the past?
Yeah. So the idea behind the podcast was every new episode of a specific show. So like Mike said, the first one we did was Sherlock. We would do a new episode of the podcast. So we were always discussing themes and cinematography, direction, all kinds of different things. So that was a little bit more of like the minutiae of the details that we would go into. But the YouTube channel is going to be a little bit more of like a broader overview of things. So we are going to be doing, instead of like per episode of Sherlock, we might do an entire one episode for the entire first season, or one episode for the entire show, depending on what we end up doing. So it's going to be kind of more of a bird's eye view compared to the podcast.
Right. So, I mean, we'll be doing that. What it effectively does is it lets us talk about more things, because like locking into a series episode by episode just takes so much time, and you just kind of go, you end up going really, really slow. There's a lot of other shows and movies, games, things we want to talk about that we're just not able to do with time restrictions when we're going episode by episode. Dan, we always like with at Rerun Retrospect, we kind of bust our show up into segments. We usually name the segment something appropriate to whatever the show or movie we're watching is. But why don't you tell us what those segments are all about?
Well, first we talk about how the world was when the episode or series aired. Just give you context to what was going on. That's not entertainment or anything, just what was going on in the world. Then the next segment, we discuss the show, plot, the ideas, the major themes that go on. And then after that, we rate it in some shape or form, depending on the series. We might have a theme, but we rate the episode or series how we like it. Could be thumbs up, could be thumbs down. Might have some more creative things, depending on what it is. And then our favorite part, Michael, is at the end. And I'll let you take over.
Is that the end? That's right. We always... I'm a big fan of dialogue, and so we always play a game. Whenever we're doing a review, or of whether it's an episode, a movie, an entire series, we play a game where I will try and insert quotes from that show, or movie, whatever, and I'll try and incorporate them into our normal conversation. So my other brothers, when we first started doing the podcast, we were all trying to do it, but again, it got a little too competitive because we are brothers and we like to win. So instead, I was
winning the whole time.
And there it is.
There it is. Every time.
I was. I don't know. We can go back and listen.
Dan is very much about getting credit. And we'll talk about ourselves here in a second. So that's part of the fun. So like, if we're talking about a Sherlock or a West Wing or whatever, a movie, Inception, something like that, as we're having the conversation, I'll try and quote the actual show or movie. And then they'll, at the end of our episode, they go through and say, hey, I heard you say this. Or I'll say, hey, y'all didn't catch it when I did that. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Encourage you to play along. If you're into that, then I think you'll have fun too. We actually have a lot of fun with it. And we also enjoy dialogue. We're three brothers, but we're also kind of very different. I think that's what makes kind of the conversations fun, is that between the three of us, we're not coming from the exact same standpoint. In fact, instead of us talking about ourselves, we'll do like this little round thing. I'll talk about Sam. Sam's the youngest of the three brothers. He's extremely creative. He's a composer. He's also an educator. Sam and I like to really get into what were writers thinking, what were directors thinking, how do they execute it? Sam, you're going to talk about Dan, and he'll tell you, Dan could care less about those things. he oftentimes he'll say, I don't know what y'all are talking about. And so literally Sam is the only thing that's keeping Dan and I cool because he's younger. He's just more in tune. And we're extremely dependent on him not for us to be embarrassing ourselves entirely. Okay. So Sam, you take over and you tell everybody about Dan.
Yeah. So Dan is genuinely a middle child. You know, we always say he's our pragmatist brother. And so he's always viewing things from a almost painfully logical perspective. Some might say illogical, but I'll let you guys make that assessment on your own. But always kind of vying for the attention. And so sometimes he'll take that to the other end of the spectrum and play devil's advocate, which I think makes it highly entertaining when we have our discussions with one another. But I'm the baby of the brothers. And so naturally, I'm just going to point out my brother's flaws. You know what I mean? So, but at the end of the day, he is a phenomenal communicator, and he is going to make his standpoint known one way or another and stand by exactly what he stands for. And that's what we love about him. So,
right. Yeah. You're not going to change his mind. Yes. Make no mistake about that. 100%.
All right, Dan. No, you Dan. Can change my mind.
Okay. Well, go ahead, we have no proof of that.
Believe it when I see it.
You're right. It's not that you're incapable of having your mind change. It's that we don't have the ability to do that for you. We can't attain that level of intellect that you have. And I'm just playing around. All right. So after going through all that, Dan, yes.
Very high,
open
very
season,
high.
you get to make fun of me. Let him know.
All right. Here we go.
Let him know all about me. Here you go.
I'm actually going to be very kind and nice in my introduction of
I
you.
Thought
you
I was kind of nice
brother. You are the protector. Yeah, you are the protector. You do have passionate opinions, and of the three of us might be the most emotional, so that's something that could be said. Also, okay.
Fair enough.
You're a pretty big fan of most of the stuff we're watching, so I can't imagine we ever do a cast on something you don't like. Mainly because you're picking
this
it
podcast
anyway,
and
the
YouTube
brother.
Channel were entirely his idea.
Both Sam and I have experienced being pinned down and being forced to do something we don't want to do. and I kind of feel like that's happening to the cast right now.
If you're being held against your will, blink your address so that the authorities can find you via Morse code. So yes, I'm the resident fanboy and but we still have a good time. If we're honest, the reason we do all this is because we like hanging out with each other. We like having these conversations and we invite you to be part of it. I'm going to be real honest. If you're looking for a lot of flash or professionalism or industry insider and all that kind of stuff, it's not us, man. We're just three brothers kind of throwing this thing together because we enjoy kind of hanging with each other and doing that stuff. We enjoy talking about these kind of topics and entertainment, and other than that, you know, if that's what you want, man, there are other YouTube channels you're just going to enjoy a lot more, and the best of luck to you. Hope you enjoy that. But if you do enjoy it, then, you know, come on and hang out with us, interact. We'd love to interact any way that we can, and just thank you for stopping by and putting up with us as long as you have this far. there'll be links in the description as far as like the podcast and all that kind of stuff, but hopefully we're just kind of three brothers having a lot of fun. The one thing we always do is we prove that hindsight's not always 20/20. This is Rerun Retrospect.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of Rerun Retrospect. If you'd like to connect with us, you may email us at rerunretrospect@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at @rerunretrospect. We hope you'll join us for our next episode where we keep pulling big ideas off the small screen.